Listen up, team. Gather round. We're breaking down one of the most scientifically validated recovery tools in your arsenal, sports massage therapy. This isn't about relaxation. This is a deliberate strategy that can slash your triathlon recovery time by up to 30%. When you roll into a session, you're accelerating physiological repair, preventing injuries, and optimizing your race day execution. Let's look at the physiology. We're talking significantly improved blood flow, better oxygen delivery, and a documented 13% drop in delayed onset muscle soreness. But the real game changer is the hormonal shift. Strategic massage can lower cortisol by up to 30% while boosting serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins. That combination directly enhances sleep quality, cuts through pre-race anxiety, supports your immune function, and provides natural pain relief when your training load is peaking. To actually harness these benefits, you need a plan. You can't just wing it. I want you to implement an evidence-based, 8-session annual framework tailored precisely to your training phases. First, preseason. We're looking at deep tissue work here to break down accumulated tension and flag any potential problem areas before you even start the new training year. Move into base training, and you shift to weekly maintenance sessions. This builds tissue resilience and catches issues early as your volume climbs. When you hit peak load, you switch to bi-weekly sessions. This prevents overuse injuries and protects your sleep quality during those high-stress blocks. Now, elite athletes might need twice-weekly appointments, but for the majority of you age groupers, weekly is highly effective. As we approach competition, timing becomes critical. Pre-race, schedule a light flush massage 3 to 5 days out. This boosts circulation and knocks down those pre-race jitters without leaving you sore. And listen closely. Deep tissue work should be strictly avoided within 48 hours of race day. Immediately post-race, within 24 hours, you want a gentle, circulation-focused session to flush out metabolic waste. Even a brief 7-minute session will outperform passive recovery. Then, hit the delayed post-race window 72 hours out. That's when you bring in deep tissue work to address microtears, reduce scarring, and jumpstart your prep for the next cycle. During your recovery weeks, stick to maintenance sessions to rebalance the body and correct those compensatory movement patterns that creep in during hard training. Finally, in the off-season, focus on restorative massage to correct muscle imbalances, improve flexibility, and facilitate complete tissue repair before the next cycle begins. Selecting the right technique is just as critical as the timing. Swedish massage uses light, flowing strokes. It's ideal for high-volume training weeks or that pre-race window we just discussed. Deep tissue targets chronic knots and scar tissue, making it best suited for the off-season or delayed post-race recovery. Sports massage offers an adaptive approach, combining multiple techniques for overall performance enhancement. And when you have specific, hyperirritable pain spots that are limiting mobility or causing compensation, trigger point therapy is your go-to. Customization is non-negotiable for long-term success. Your therapeutic massage should feel intense, but it should never be painful. You need to communicate openly with your therapist to adjust pressure and focus. To accurately measure effectiveness, schedule these sessions before rest days or light recovery workouts. Track your sleep quality, perceived fatigue, and training performance over time. Building a consistent, long-term relationship with a therapist who understands triathlon-specific demands ensures personalized care that evolves alongside your goals. Ultimately, treat massage therapy as a deliberate, scheduled component of your training plan, not an optional luxury. By aligning frequency, intensity, and timing with your specific phases, you will train harder, recover faster, and consistently peak for competition. Strategic timing matters more than frequency alone, and a structured, phase-specific approach delivers measurable performance gains. Better tissue recovery means smoother swim mechanics, more consistent cycling power, and a steadier running cadence when race day arrives. Now, let's get to work.